The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful Monday, May 1st morning here in Margate. And with me, I know up in the Boca Raton studios of WWNN, is our nutritionist, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a nice weekend.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Mine was as exciting as yours was.
No,
that's
okay.
The way it sounds. I enjoy the restful day on Sundays, which gives me a chance to catch up on a lot of things I couldn't do during the week. However, today we're going to go exploring a little further on in life as to some of the practices by medical professionals are able to achieve. And I'm speaking about our very, very special guest today, two guests. We have Jesse and Lena here, and they have a very unique practice. And I'm going to read you what is stated on Jesse Rogers' card. Jesse is a chiropractor, and he practices in Fort Lauderdale. And right on his card, it says, "Reaching your potential in life should be an affordable endeavor. At our office, each person determines their own fee after the first visit, and on each visit thereafter. What you pay into the box is known only to you," which I think is a very, very gratuitous way to run a practice. So let me welcome Jesse and Lena Rogers. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Al, for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you both here. And the practice that you have is in Fort Lauderdale on Northeast 20th Avenue. And I have to just, before we start what we would normally do by finding more about you, my experience with chiropractic goes back to as a teenager. I played football in high school, and I enjoyed the sport extremely much, as most young fellows do at those age. But we didn't have the equipment on the body that we have today to protect against bumps and bruises and sprains and breaks and everything else. And my visits to the chiropractor go back to when I was 15, 16, and 17, trying to get my body back to where I could play every week. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't work. But the overall effect was it gave me a great deal of satisfaction knowing that healing could be done through chiropractic care. And I lived that way up until, I guess, the first year I was married. And I wound up not being able to get up out of bed one morning. Could not get up out of bed. I was just in such pain that there was nothing I could do. So I called my neighborhood chiropractor, and I'm going back now to the year 1963. And I was living in Queens at the time. And he was able to come over to my house. He helped me get out of bed, put me on the floor, and gave me an adjustment. And after the adjustment, I was able to move around a little bit more freer. And he asked me to please come in and see him every day for the rest of the week. And I think it happened on a Monday. And the rest of the week, I came in for a chiropractic adjustment. And by the end of the week, I was like a brand new man. The response to the chiropractic treatment in my body worked extremely well. From that day forward, I've always been able to go to a chiropractor to seek adjustments in how my body felt. If I had any kind of sustained pain, any part of my body, that's the first place I went to. I haven't had the pleasure of coming to your office, Jesse, but there is a chiropractor I do go to in the area where I live in Fort Lauderdale. But the point I'm bringing out, though, is that chiropractic care for the body is a welcoming pleasure. because it gets people out of pain. It helps them move around a lot more freer and safer, and they feel a whole lot better. And I'm sure you found that in all your user experience, Jesse, the same thing.
Yeah, they not only usually feel better, but they function better. Chiropractic is all about function. It's not, I don't specifically treat conditions or diseases or pain. People come into the office all the time and they say, I have this back pain or headache, can you help me? I said, if you have a bone that's stuck, I can help you, but I don't specifically treat pain. That's the practice of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Most chiropractors do say they treat pain. They have signs on their window, back pain, neck pain, accidents, insurance, this pain, that pain, headaches. But I'm very careful about saying that I do not treat medical symptoms. Symptoms are often the last stage of a condition or disease. It's not the first stage. You can have pressure on your spinal nerve that goes to the kidney, for example, for 20 years and not feel any pain. And you say, well, I'm okay, I don't feel pain. And the medical doctor says you have some kidney issue. And you say, what's that from? And the doctor, well, we don't know. These things just happen. But maybe this problem could have been prevented if you had regular chiropractic over the last 20 years. I can't prove it. I can't prove if you eat at McDonald's every day for 30 years, you're going to be better off than if you had really healthy food for the next 30 years. But I know it's true. I just can't prove it. Chiropractic is about function. And that's what I tell my patients. And they say, well, I still have this backache. Can you help me? I say, I hope so. But the average person probably has 5, 6, 7, 8 vertebrae that are out of place, maybe just a few millimeters, but out of place enough to warrant chiropractic care. They're better off when there's less pressure on the nervous system. All we do in chiropractic is try to get the brain's energy to all the body parts. How does the brain's energy get to the glands, the organs, the muscles, over the nerve system? And when you take pressure with that, when you adjust that stuck bone and pressure is released off of that nerve to different structures in the body, you function better. Every vertebra that's stuck out of place has a negative effect on the body. You might not feel it, you might not have a symptom, but the body won't work perfectly. If you have pressure in a nerve that goes to the heart, your heart will not work at 100% unless someone or something moves that body off that nerve. And that can't be done with acupuncture needles. It can't be done with massage. It can't be done with voodoo. Only a specific scientifically applied chiropractic adjustment is going to take the pressure off that nerve system. I'm not saying there isn't a place for all these other healing arts. I'm saying if you have a pressure on a nerve and you take a drug, you still have pressure on a nerve.
Well, let me just ask Janet,
yeah,
who is our licensed nutritionist, and she will be here today from 2 to 5. Janet, do you have any firsthand experience with chiropractic care?
As a very active tennis player, I play tennis with much greater ease and flexibility when I attend to chiropractic adjustments. So I have very much firsthand experience with it. And the translation is everything works so much better. As was just said, it's all about function. And if you want the highest level of function, certainly nutrition is that basic support. But if your bones are out of alignment, things don't function all that well. So I'm a very big fan of chiropractic. And the other part that I tell people from a nutrition perspective, you need the things that will allow your muscles to relax and contract. Because after you have that chiropractic adjustment, you need your muscles to be intact so that they hold the adjustment.
That's a very good point. And I have a question for Jesse, because when I first went for chiropractic care, it was always done by adjustments. And then somewhere maybe 15 years ago, I went to a chiropractor, and he used a machine. And I said, don't you use your hands for adjustment? He said, oh, no, we're past that stage. We only use machines. And I questioned him. I says, well, from my experience with chiropractic care, it's always a manipulation with the hands for an adjustment. And since that point, I went back to a regular chiropractor who I enjoy his manipulation with his hands because he makes adjustments. In your practice, Jesse, do you have any machines that you use?
No, I just have wooden benches and tables, no fancy schmancy contraptions. I use only my hands. And if other chiropractors use machines, that's okay with me. But I don't. And one reason chiropractic has not gained wide acceptance, it requires regular visits to the chiropractor, which people don't want to do if they're feeling better. But like symptoms are the last stage of a problem, and after a few adjustments, they're feeling better, but they still have ligaments and muscles that aren't healed yet, so they're really doing themselves a disservice by quitting early. But another reason why chiropractic has not gained wide acceptance is many chiropractors today aren't doing chiropractic. They're doing physical therapy. I have no problem if they want to do physical therapy, like electric stim, ultrasound, or tables that go up and down and all that. That's fine, but let's not call that chiropractic. I have had patients who come to see me, and after I adjusted them, and they go, wow, all that cracking. I went to a chiropractor for 2 years, and they never did that. What is that? I said, this is chiropractic. You went to a metapractor or a physical therapist or something. And that's okay. I just don't think it's chiropractic. I just want to say something that Janet said. And Len and I are kind of like health nuts. That's why we come to Save a Lot Nutrition, because it's so affordable here. Some of the items we buy here are like half price of... Lena loves walnut butter and pecan butter, and I like that on celery sticks. But we didn't buy it much until we came here. It's often like $15, $20 a jar. Here it was $8. I don't know how they make a profit here, but this is amazing. And I just want to say people with nutritional deficiencies are much more likely to get sick. Janet is my hero. And a healthy diet is essential for good health. However, it's almost impossible to get optimum nutrition from diet alone. That's thanks to our mineral-depleted soils and food products, which have much of the nutrition processed out and toxic additives processed in. So most of us are so deficient in so many vitamins and minerals. For example, I read that up to 90% of us are deficient in magnesium. It's like the master mineral. Magnesium plays a role in hundreds of body processes. Other common nutrient deficiencies are vitamin D, K2, B12, EA, the omega-3s, iron, calcium, iodine. So it's such a great idea to be tested for nutritional deficiencies and then supplement as needed. And be sure to get organic whole food-derived supplements as much as possible. That's why I come here.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Top companies are here.
Thank you, Jesse. I hear some music in the background, Janet.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We have our very special guests and Mr. Al Foreman speaking to us from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're joined this morning with two very special guests. We're joined with Jesse and Lena Rogers, who have a chiropractic care office in Fort Lauderdale on Northeast 20th Avenue. And, of course, we have Janice Imrelli up in the Boca studios of WWNN Radio. And we're speaking about chiropractic care and some of the different remedies that can be utilized in addition to the chiropractic care. And Lena has been a strong adversary, not an adversary, but a proponent of using supplements in addition to chiropractic care. And maybe you can give our listeners a little information as to how you help treat patients to come in to see Jesse after they've had their chiropractic care, and they come to speak to you about what they can do supplemental-wise to help achieve the results that Jesse has put them on the road for great recovery.
We're not able to hear.
Okay, we're going to turn it up a little bit. Let's try it again.
Hello.
Yes, that's okay. Much better.
Hello, everybody. I am very pleased to be in the office with Jesse every day, and I try to explain every person that come and go from Jesse's office how important it is to have this supplements. And I take supplements for over 20 years after I changed my diet in raw vegan. And
you say you're now vegan?
I was a raw vegan for 16 years, and now in the last year I start to eat eggs and fish and maybe chicken because Jesse trained me for the bones to get stronger bones. We get to the gym every second day and do the weights. And it's very important to take supplements and take it regularly. When I met Jesse, he have a lot of supplements, but wasn't taking it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And have cramps, special Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays for sitting all week, for standing all week. And we got more specific and took the supplements and special zinc every evening. And after 3-4 months, the cramps got away. You don't have cramps anymore, not even once in the last 1.5 years. It's so important that the supplements will be taken regularly. And I, being German, I never forget to be in time. And not just zinc, but everything that we need. The food is not strong enough and don't have the nutrition. That my parents and grandparents grow the vegetables in the garden today
is very difficult.
Save-A-Lot is the very good place to be.
Well, thank you very much for that. I do want to make mention of that. In honor of having you and Jesse here today, one of the major supplements that I know that Janet recommends and I recommend is magnesium. And
there
this helps reduce a lot of muscle pain and discomfort in the body. And I know, speaking for myself, that I do not get any cramps at night or restless leg syndrome or anything having to do with the discomfort of that waking you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And what we're doing in honor of having you both here is that we have a line of supplements that are magnesium-oriented, and that's the Natural Vitality line.
This is the
products.
One that you take.
That's the one you use.
Yes.
And it's a powder form, and it does come in flavors, so it makes it a little bit easier for people to take.
Yeah.
Because magnesium by itself,
one.
Yeah, magnesium by itself is not very pleasant tasting. It's definitely, it has to be disguised in some way. And the company, Natural Vitality, has put in different flavors in their particular product to make it a lot more palatable for people to use and just mixing in water. And what we're doing is we've done this as a special, because of having you on the radio today, we're going to offer the entire line of Natural Vitality at a 20% discount off our everyday low prices. So that's 20% less than our everyday low prices up until 8 o'clock tonight. And to coincide with that, there's a line called Dr. Bronner's, which is the line of soaps. So when people like to go into their bath or shower, they have some great bar soaps and great liquid soaps. And we're going to companion that with the Natural Vitality, and we're going to offer the entire line of Dr. Bronner's at 20% off the everyday low price. So that's up until 8 o'clock tonight. Just thought you want to know that, Janet, because I know that you're up in Boca, and we are down here, and maybe that's something that people will be talking to you about when you come down here from 2 to 5 today.
And certainly we'll be talking to them about the magnesium formulas. The Natural Vitality, Natural Calm formulas are so easy to use. And as you mentioned, Al, they are flavored. So people can find a taste that meets their taste requirements. And there are even formulas for kids. So if people are dealing with children who have problems falling asleep, maybe a little bit of problem with regularity. So in addition to being extremely beneficial for muscle health and muscle flexibility, magnesium is an all-around great support for overall good health. That's you were speaking about the natural vitality products and leg cramps and the connection with mineral imbalances with regard to leg cramps. Is there a chiropractic adjustment, either the pelvis, the hip, the knees, that would be also supportive of maintaining those muscles so that they don't go into spasm?
Yeah, the lower lumbar nerves go to the thigh, knees, down the legs, to the sex organs, prostate. So that can help too. When you take the pressure off, when you reduce interference in the nervous system, the innate intelligence of the body can express itself better. When you reduce pressure in the nervous system, the inborn wisdom of the body can be expressed more fully. In other words, the body will function better when there's less pressure on the nervous system. So I get my spine adjusted a few times a week. I get one or two chiropractors who come into my office every day, so I easily get a few adjustments a week. And my wife, Lena, here is a retired hotel manager, but she's a very gifted body worker, and she's learned how to adjust me, and I actually prefer her adjustment over some of the chiropractors who adjust me. And why do I get so many adjustments? Because my body functions better when my spine is free of interference to the nervous system.
Well, the important point, is there any exercises that you recommend when people get home after they see you, Jesse, that they can perform themselves?
Yeah, I've been a yoga teacher for over 30 years. So if people are interested, most people aren't, I share with them different postures and breathing exercises and try to encourage them to practice meditation and other spiritual practices, but most people aren't really interested. But some people are. I have probably 2 or 3 dozen yoga teachers in my practice at any one given time. Some people, some of them come once a year, once a week. And almost all of them at one time said, no, I don't need chiropractic. I do yoga. But it has nothing to do with that. People say, well, I do this. I don't need chiropractic. I do acupuncture. I don't need chiropractic. But on close examination, I've had over 15,000 patients in the last 18 years in my office and 200,000 adjustments. And everybody I've checked has stress in the nerve system. So everybody can benefit from this. Half my patients come regularly, once a week, once a month, once every 2 weeks, but the other half come in only when they're in pain, and that's okay. How often people come for their adjustment is up to them. I don't care. I don't call them up and threaten them that you know, you're going to die if you don't get your adjustment on time. People tell me that their chiropractor secretaries hound them all the time. I make a suggestion, come. Usually it's something like come a couple times a week for a few weeks, and then we'll see, and then come once or twice a month, or whenever you want. You know, that's my suggestion. And how often they come, they're always welcome. I don't do a hard sell. I don't even charge my patients. I charge $50 for the first adjustment, and after that there's a box on the wall like a church, and people pay whatever they want. I don't know what they pay. Some people pay a little, some people pay a lot, some people pay nothing. You know, when I was... I got my license when I was 50, and now I'm almost 70. 20 years later, I'm still doing this box-on-the-wall practice. I'm the only one in Florida, I believe, who doesn't charge his patients, but it's easier. I don't have to worry about a billing department. I don't have to have all these cast of characters in the office that do electrocute you with these wires. I just do it like they did it 100 years ago. And that's the kind of practice I would like to go to if I weren't a chiropractor. You go in, you get adjusted. There's no appointments. If I had appointments, I'd have to get an appointment book. I'd have to... People tell me they hate appointments. They have to race through red lights and do all these things to get there on time. They just come whenever they want. I'm open Monday through Thursday, 1 to 8. I don't do weekends anymore because I'm too old. I need to rest. And
you got to give time
old.
To Lena.
And you now, are not too
and
old.
Now it's time
you are just
my...
35.
Yeah.
Of one leg. Thank God you don't have 3 legs.
I'm telling you, it was rough in chiropractic school. I was 50 when I graduated, and these young whippersnappers had better concentration. I had to stay in the library twice as long as everybody else to get the same result.
I've got a question to ask you. We're coming up on intermission.
Yeah.
But I have a question that I'll ask you now that you can respond to when we come back from the intermission.
Sure.
Is every chiropractor that I know of does, I guess, what they call x-rays, having to look at pictures of the body. But, Janet, I'm going to let you take us to the break, and then when we come back, Jesse can answer the question.
Sure.
And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the WNN studios in Boca Raton, and we're speaking with Jesse Rogers, Len Rogers, and Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. On the right-hand side, you'll see the PennDOT Shopping Center. And in that PennDOT Shopping Center, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Come on in and see us. I will be there 2 to 5 this afternoon. Stay tuned. More to come on the Save-A-Lot Hour.
Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Hey, buddy, this is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday. It's May 1st, the start of a brand new month here. And I am sitting in Janet's office with our very special guest, Jesse and Lena Rogers. And the question that I had proposed to Jesse before the break was, do you do x-rays?
I don't do x-rays. I think there are about 50 or 60,000 chiropractors in the United States. About half of their offices have x-ray machines. And some of those offices don't x-ray everybody. I have a very young practice. I have children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. I have mostly a young practice. And if somebody, for some reason, is not getting better, I'll ask them to have x-rays or get an MRI. People do come into my office with MRI reports. And usually the older the person gets, the worse the MRI is, just from wear and tear and just being around for so long. You asked me before about exercise. We go to the gym about every other day. We're on the beach every morning, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, doing meditation, breathing exercises, yoga postures. Lynn is a runner. She runs down the beach, and I can't keep up with her. She's so fast. And we do probably a good hour or two a day of exercise, and I believe people should do four kinds of exercise. Weight-bearing, to make your bones and muscles strong, like weightlifting or push-ups, or in Pilates they do the plow, yoga they do the crow, that's isometric, that's for strength. Tendon strength is stronger than muscle strength, so we do isometric exercise. Then we do like yoga-type stretching exercises for, I don't know how you're going to get flexible if you don't stretch or eat. And most people come to my office with low back pain. A lot of this is from bending forward on the computer. The computer is too low, and they're in that steady, sustained posture for hours and hours and hours. I would get up if you're sitting and stand up for 30 seconds and bend backwards and move around. I wouldn't sit for more than 15 minutes. Especially at every red light, we bend backwards, head back, body forward. Every time we sit for dinner, we take a break. I don't think anybody should sit for more than 15, 20 minutes without taking a 30-second break, bend backwards. People come into my office. The worst spines I see are from sports injuries and computer people. You're sitting bent forward when you're on the computer, when you're eating, when you're driving, when you're watching TV. So we do about 5 or 10 minutes of backward bends every day. The camel, the bridge, the fish. I do backward bending exercises for a minute or 2 or 3 minutes a few times a day. So proper posture is very important. And
have you ever used the inversion board?
Yes, we do it every day. Lena's does 90 degrees. I feel more comfortable about 60 degrees. That way I can stay on 15, 20 minutes feeling comfortable. We have it in the living room. So
nice.
Lena's a great athlete. She can hang upside down for a half hour. I feel uncomfortable if I'm upside down. So I go like 45 to 60 degrees. It's good for alignment. It's good for relaxation. It's
blood circulation.
Yeah, unless you have some serious eye condition like glaucoma or very high blood pressure, you might think twice about going upside down. But I recommend that. And the worst cases I see are from sports injuries like martial arts competition, jiu-jitsu competition, football injuries, little girls, gymnastics. I wouldn't recommend doing the gymnastics. Too many injuries. I would do more bilateral like yoga. You bend one way, you bend the other way. I get a lot of people who are old golfers have a lot of problems. After they hit that shot, you should twist the opposite way. In yoga, when you bend forward, then you bend backwards. Mm-hmm. You counter it. You bend left, you counter it with a bend right. But golf and bowling, a lot of injuries. So after you do that movement in golf, you hit that ball, bend the opposite way. After you bowl, get up and stretch the opposite way.
So let me ask you a pointed question, and I think Janet can probably bear me out as well on this. We have a lot of people that shop here at Save-A-Lot that are very concerned about their health, and they come here because we have the best products at the best possible prices.
Oh, yeah.
But yet they shy away from exercise. When you talk about exercise, because they're concerned they're too old. And when I say they're too old, they could be 60, they could be 70, they could be 80, they could be 90, could be 100. But the point of the matter that I think you're bringing out, Jesse, is that people should be doing some kind of exercise on a regular basis. Is that correct?
I believe so. I have a big article on the wall in my office. I blew it up. I went to Office Depot. It's a 103-year-old woman who does an hour of yoga every day. She's flexible at 103. She started when she's 72. An hour a day, every day for 31 years. I have people in my office. I mention exercise or yoga. They say, oh, no. They're like, oh, I'm not flexible enough to do yoga. I said, you're 25 years old. What are you, crazy?
And I was inspired for a 104-year-old man in India. Then I was first time. I was in my 30s, and I was ashamed. I can't even bend back so easy like him.
So, and he was 104.
Yes. And I was an athlete all my life. I started to run and do exercises when I was 7 years old. But the 104-year-old man in India make me feel like a little bug in comparison with his stretching and what he was doing. So yoga is much more better for the body than running or a bicycle or any other exercise, especially for older people, because you do it slowly and you don't put pressure on your bones and on your spine. It's very, very
good. Is that what you recommend for older people when they come to see you, Jesse?
Yeah, I have some very basic, simple stretching exercises and weightlifting for them to do. Weightlifting makes your bones and muscles strong. I have isometric exercises with the stretch bands that are actually strength training. Isometric is for tendon strength. And as we get older, one of the best things is walking and swimming. Exercise also relieves depression, and it helps you eliminate. And so many advantages to exercise. I mean, 100 years ago, we all exercised all day long.
We had no choice.
We were all farmers. We were all farmers and blacksmiths. Today, we're just couch potatoes sitting behind the computer. So there's a whole new diseases that we have today, like
Be lazy.
Like osteoporosis and degenerative diseases.
Fibromyalgia. Arthritis.
Yeah, that we didn't have years ago. People used to die from infectious diseases. Now they're dying from, I don't know, craziness.
Being fat.
They're eating horrible food. So what were you saying?
So getting back to how do you get people motivated to start a program when they're too lazy?
Well, sometimes I'll do a handstand in the office or the crow. And they see I'm 69 years old. Wow. So that inspires them. Lena does a full split in the office, all the advanced postures. She inspires the people. And some of these people are half our age, and they're sick. They're not well.
But you give the
I have some sheets
flyer.
Of exercises, and basically we just tell them what we do.
It's like 10 minutes, and the people come back and say, oh, that's helped me a lot. It's just like yoga for older people. Simple.
People come in the office and I give them some adjustments. They say, how long do I have to keep coming for adjustments? And I say, well, until I die or until you die. I say, how long when do you stop exercising? I say, when you die. When do you stop eating healthy food? When you die. When do you stop taking care of your spine? When you die. These are things, if you don't maintain what needs to be maintained, you'll have to maintain your sickness.
Yeah, this is like cleaning your teeth. You don't clean your teeth when you are born and when you are 50 and then when you are 70.
Ever see on your automobile tires, if they're out of alignment, you have abnormal wear and tear. Same thing when your spine is out of alignment. You have abnormal wear and tear. You ever go in the Olympics, they have the rowing team. I think it's 9 or 10 or 11 members of the rowing team. And if they're not in sync, if they're not rowing harmoniously, they're not going to win. If your spinal bones are not lined up properly, you're not going to be all you can be.
So is the easiest way to get people motivated is you're showing them what you do to give them the inspiration to show what they could do. And would you say that yoga is probably the easiest thing for them to be able to adhere to on a regular basis?
Yes, there is simple
and
yoga.
And maybe 20 minutes walk.
Yeah.
Minimum 20 minutes walk every
Well, here
day.
You have a situation where you see people with walkers, with canes.
Yeah.
And their first response is, how do you expect me to walk for 20 minutes with my walker or my cane?
Yeah, we have to prevent to get the cane.
Well, that's true. Prevention is still the answer.
Yes.
But if somebody has a condition that doesn't permit them to walk, swimming would be an alternative?
Swimming
or going
is very
to the pool
good.
Would be an alternative?
Proper exercise, proper diet, proper thinking, proper practices.
And we are in Florida. The ocean is not far away.
That
Everybody
is true.
Can go to the ocean instead of sitting in the front of the TV, go and take a walk to the beach and swim. The summer is here.
Well,
the
water
is better.
Janet's biggest explanation for people is something that you just said, Jesse, and you said, Lena, and that's proper food intake.
Yes.
And that, Janet, is that your, let's say, mantra that you advise people?
Well, I'm the nutritionist, so yes, that's the perspective. I say that's the basics, but you have to do it all. The spiritual development, the physical development, the social development, intellectually stimulating your mind. So every different aspect has an important part to play with regard to overall good health and having a good life. And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm in Boca Raton speaking to Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guests in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in the city of Margate, 754-307-1655. If you want to find out how to come and find us and take advantage of the incredible inventory and the stupendous prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned, more to come. Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. 307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We've been able to spend the last 45 minutes with our two special guests, Jesse and Leonard Rogers. Jesse is a chiropractor who has a practice up in Fort Lauderdale. And if anybody would like to give him a call, he mentioned he's only there from 1 to 8. I'm not sure if you have a service that people can leave a message for.
Yeah,
there is. Okay, so we're going to give out the phone number. The office number is 954-525-0111.
Correct.
Again, the office number is 954-525-0111. And the office is located at 909 Northeast 20th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. And we have to cover one point that Leonard and I spoke about on the break. Janet, in your office, you have what Leonard considers to be her Bible book. And can I tell you what it is?
Go for it.
I recognize it when I come in. I knew what also to look at.
It's a topic that you have been using for many, many years as well, and that's essential oils.
And oh, that book is such an incredible, incredible blessing. I love that book.
This is Gary Young, edition number 7, Essential Oil Book, and this is the best book ever written, I think.
And Leonard is a big fan of essential oils, so maybe what you can do is give our listeners a little background as to some of the oils. And Jesse mentioned that you have over 100 different oils that you utilize.
Yes, Dr. Gary Young have, I think, over 300 oils now, and I used 160 different oils from Young Living, the best oils on the planet.
Some of them are blends.
Yes, simple and blends. And I use oil for over 33 years. I travel a lot when I was in Germany, and I use oils from different countries, from different companies, from different plantages. But 3 years and 4 months ago, I find out about Young Living essential oils, and I, after 3 minutes, I was amazed what these oils can do. Are a lot of oils on the market, but Young Living, the main company in Utah, is the best thing that happened to this planet. I use, like for 3 years and 4 months, I start to use, I give you an example, frankincense and juniper, or juniper and sandalwood around my eyes. My glasses was 6.75 plus, and after 2 years, I changed my glasses 3 times, and now I am by 3.25 plus, and I feel much better. I use these oils every day, internally too. There are food-gradable food oils. There are very, very good quality. I never find a better quality than that.
Well, you mentioned that you use them for your eyes.
Yes.
Now, how do you apply them to make them benefit your eyes?
I take one drop juniper, one drop frankincense or sandalwood, and I mix it in my palm with a drop or the 2 drops of coconut oil, and I put it around my eyes.
So the coconut is the carrier.
Yes. And with essential oils, need to use all the time a carrier oil. Even when I take it internal, I take 1 tablespoon coconut oil and 1 drop oregano oil. 1 drop of these oils is equal like 10 cups of tea. Like
right.
1 drop lemon oil equal 10 cups of lemon tea. And I can feel the difference. Jesse started to use it for now almost a year. We use cinnamon. It's very good for diabetes. Oregano is one of the best antibiotics.
Do you use cinnamon for blood sugar balance?
Yes, it's very, very good. We can see the difference in Jesse's body. And I have a lot of oils that are blends, like Stress Away is a very good oil. I don't know, Janice, you ever use this oil?
We happen to have, I think, Stress Away in stock by a company called Now.
Yeah. I used oils before from different companies, and I never felt the reaction like Young Living oils. Uh-huh. These are amazing. I have a friend, Isabel. She's so fall in love with these oils. She can't believe how good they are. She says, that saved my life. That changed my life. Me too. I want to buy just oils. I never spend money for something else.
Well, get back to your eyes. You mentioned that it helped improve your vision.
Yes.
So you took the drop of frankincense, juniper.
Yes, and I put around my eyes.
With the carrier.
With carrier oil, yes.
And you put it over.
You can use different, like, or you can use coconut oil, olive oil, almond, grape seed.
Right, there are many
oil.
Different carriers. Yeah. And you applied it
every
to your
morning,
eyelid?
Every morning and every evening, I put it around my eyes, like a circle around the eyes.
Top and below.
Yes. And I do that every morning and every evening.
And do you still do that now, Lena?
Yes, I'm still doing it. Because I will like to get rid of my glasses. I wear glasses for 48 years. And my dioptry, my numbers go all the time higher. But in the last 3 years, so long I use the essential oils, they got down. It's very, very good. It's very different. And I hope one day I will be by 0.25, so
that'll be very nice.
I never can walk out of glasses. First thing in the morning, I wake up, I was looking for my glasses. Now, I can stay out of glasses. I can go to the beach out of glasses. When I go to the gym, I don't wear my glasses. And that's never happened in 46 years before.
Yeah, me too. I wear reading glasses, but I don't have glasses for distance. And about a year and a half ago, I was thinking of going to get glasses. And Lena's been putting these oils around my eyes in the morning and before we go to bed. And I for about a year and a half now, and I don't even think about getting glasses now.
You don't need it.
I don't get blurry like they used to sometimes.
Now, in the practice with Jesse, do you advise people when they ask questions about what oils to use in specific situations?
I even have the oils with me all the time, around 30, 40 different bottles. I have it with me in the office every day. And we have a beautiful diffuser. We diffuse oils. And 99% of the patients love it. Everybody come in and the people that already have experience with oils, they ask me, Lena, do you have like lavender and cedarwood? Or, you can put again on my spine peppermint and patchouli because I felt so good. Or you have Stress Away. I have a little girl. We have a patient, Angela, and her granddaughter is 1 year and 4 months old, I think. And when I put one drop of peppermint in a liter water for the grandmother, she started drinking. The little girl take the bottle and don't want to give it away. And first time we was amazed. We was thinking it's too strong for her. But she say, no, again. She loved it. And she's just 1 year and 3 or 4 months old.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
Well, I must say this has been a very entertaining hour that we've had the opportunity to spend and learn more about what you do, Jesse, and what you do, Lena, to help Jesse and the people that come in to visit with him for chiropractic care. So it's not only just manipulation or adjustments, It's a whole lifestyle, and I think that's the point that we have to get across to people, that it becomes a lifestyle change. And one of the best people to come in and speak to about that, of course, is Janet Cimarelli.
Yes, so, I was one day when the lady worked in Tunis, and she gave me very, very good advice.
She's been doing that for many, many years, and people are astounded by the benefit that they receive after they follow her advice. And
yes.
She will be here today from 2 to 5, so my suggestion, if anybody has any health questions, health challenges, please stop down and see Janet. And the special today, in honor of having Jesse and Lena here, is the Natural Vitality line of magnesium supplements are 20% off the everyday low price, as well as all the Dr. Bronner's soaps, liquids on the line, also 20% off up until 8 o'clock tonight. Janet, back to you.
And I just want to give out the phone number if people don't know quite how to find us, 754-307-1655, and we can talk you in. And if you're having joint pain, a little bit of discomfort and stiffness, one of my go-to products, Country Life Ligatend, fabulous for the soft tissue all around the joints. And to all of our listeners, you've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli in Boca Raton, Mr. Al Foreman with our special guests in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. You can find us in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.